News Radio WJPF, my friend Ted Dabrowski from Wire Points joining us this morning. Morning, Ted. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Yesterday, I called Ted. I said, you know, we did this morning in the news this story about the tax on parking. And I called Ted and I said, you know, we got some more on this list, because it was interesting. I did a little homework last night, was talking with a man who works with legislators last evening. He says, suddenly everybody doesn't seem to know anything about this, and said, oh, I didn't know that was in there. I didn't vote for it. But that was one of the things that our listeners really responded to, is like, where does this stop? Well, it's not going to stop.
Tom, it doesn't stop. You know, when I compiled this list for this call, it is amazing. I think you and I need like 2 hours just to go through each tax. They're going to tax everybody for everything. And when you come to realize, there's a report that came out, I think it was yesterday, that shows that Illinois are the highest taxed of any state in the country. We're already the highest taxed. And it doesn't matter which report you look at. We're always in the top five, top six. We're already so high taxed. And yet, if you look at the list of new taxes that have come on recently, like the gas tax, and then you take all these taxes they want to add starting January 1st, you know, these politicians have gone crazy, and they don't realize what an uprising Illinois should do over the number of these taxes that are coming on.
Yeah, you hardly know where it'll stop. I mean, you've got the taxes that started in July 1st, but let's focus on these January 1st taxes. Of course, legalized recreational cannabis is the low hanging fruit. Are there some surprises in here, some Easter eggs in these January 1st tax increases that the general public are unaware of?
Well, I don't know if there's any, you know, Easter egg, but there's going to be a lot of people ticked off. Look, if you, like you said, if you want to park in a garage, now they're going to charge 6% to 9% more, depending on how long you park in a, you know, whether you'd have a weekly parking or a monthly parking or yearly parking. So they're going to hit you for 6 to 9%. If you trade in your vehicle, if your car is worth more than $10,000 that you're trading in, you're going to take a hit. It's another tax. When you buy stuff online, it's now costing more because they're charging you state and pretty soon local taxes, no matter where you buy it from.
And Ted, just quickly on that one, that's the increase in sales tax for remote retailers. Is that tax?
That's right. So if you've been buying stuff, you know, from eBay or Etsy or whatever, it's going to cost you more. We started charging the state tax of 6.25% to everybody who's buying online, regardless of whether they're buying from Kentucky or Connecticut. And now, soon we'll be paying the local taxes that are raised, you know, in your municipality and county, and that's going to be charged on as well. So you'll be paying more for everything you buy now.
Estimated $130 million in the first year there.
That's right. And then there's a couple hundred more for the state part as well. So these are big numbers we're talking about.
I noticed in the push towards, you know, I spoke with people, Coalition for Clean Energy and Clean Jobs last week. An increase in electric vehicle registration fees, too.
Yeah, so, you know, if you are trying to do your part and believe that you're helping the world by buying an electric car, and you think you might get a break for it, well, your fees go from $35 a year to $250. So it's a big increase as well.
All right, so you've got casino expansion. You've got the cigarette tax. That's already gone on. But sports gambling is another item. Do you have any others on your list that we should be mentioning this morning?
Well, heck yeah. I think down in Southern Illinois, something that'll matter to a lot of people who drive the bigger trucks is the truck registration fee is also going up by $100 for heavy trucks. So it's, you know, just another, they're going to nickel and dime you everywhere they can. I guess it's not nickels and dimes anymore. It's, you know, more than that.
That's estimated. The $100 truck registration fee increase is estimated to bring in $49 million.
That's right.
All right. So that parking tax, $60 million parking spot, $60 million in parking spot taxes. You know, I did speak to a few towns, and they're saying, look, we don't pay it for parking. That's not the thing it used to be. But there are places like state fairgrounds and people who run small businesses around big events who do that as well. So what else have you got on your list, Ted?
Well, I think I do want to bring up what still ticks me off, and I know it was already done, but it's going to go up with inflation every year. So we do have a gas increase tax now. So the gas tax was doubled from 19 cents to 38 cents a gallon. That's a huge increase. And while that happened in July 1st, now every year, that gas tax is going to go up by inflation. So they've locked in a gas increase every single year going forward now.
All right. Now, all these taxes put together, they estimate in the long run revenue $4.631 billion. The first year, I don't see a total here that I could add up in my head and don't have a total in front of me. But there are a lot of other items coming online, and of course, legal sports betting is among them, and we've got a lot of money counting on that at $212 million estimated in long-run revenue. And of course, you've got the licensing for casino expansion, but that's dependent on granting licenses. But every time you turn around, it's something. It's more. It's layering on was a term that one of the mayors used with me yesterday morning when we were talking about this, layers of taxes.
It is layers of taxes, and I think with these politicians, they're desperate. They needed this capital bill. They passed a $45 billion capital bill, which is it's much larger than anything they've ever done. And I think they're trying to do something to show that for all these more and more bigger and bigger taxes that people are paying, that there's some road they can point to or some bridge they can point to or a new building. But the bottom line is, when you look at this state where home values, something I looked at, Tom, beforehand, we got to understand why these tax hikes are so bad. Home values in Illinois are down, or they're negative when you adjust for inflation over the last decade. People's incomes have been flat. People have been leaving. We already pay the highest taxes in the nation. And then you add to that all these corruption. You know, when you look at the amount of corruption and the amount of indictments that are going on, this is where our money's going, and I just think it's going to be really hard for people to swallow all these different taxes when that's happening at the same time.
Just took a look at the comptroller's website this morning. As of 8 a.m. this morning, estimated general funds payable backlog $5,841,671,759.17. Doesn't seem to get paid.
It's just the same thing, right? This no matter how much money we've given them, we gave them an extra $5 billion in the tax hike in 2017. Every single year they have $5 billion more, and yet they still can't pay the bills. And I think that should tell those people who are empathetic with politicians for some reason, it's time to stop giving them the support and start time to demand the reforms we're supposed to get. That's the way to fix the state, is to make the big reforms on pensions, on spending, on the number of units of local government. That's the way we bring back the state, not all these nickel and dime taxes. And they're not just nickel and dime taxes. They're big.
Right. And as Ted just mentioned, taxing bodies, and what he's talking about is a state that has more taxing bodies than any other state in the union, 7,000 plus. I've lost track there. Now, here's the thing that I find interesting. You think, okay, good. They're satisfied. They got what they want in the sessions in 2019. In the spring, it'll be more about running the state and improving the state. But I do not believe that's going to be the case. One is, some of these taxes, there was sufficient pushback to stop it. And one of those that I think would use a good example is streaming television. All right, we're seeing literally people cutting the cable, turning off satellite dishes, going to streaming, taxing those services. And that was pushed back on last year and put off, but every reason to believe that we'll see it again in 2020.
Well, the thing is that no matter how many times they hike taxes right now, there's still not enough to cover all the holes. The deficits in the state are huge, so they're going to look for every little way to tax more and more. And what makes it harder, they'll go after Netflix. You know, I think I told you the other day, I changed my tires, and I paid a tax for every tire that I bought. And that really ticked me off, right? You see taxes on every bill you have. So what's going to happen is you're going to keep taxing more and more. But, things like this cigarette tax, casino taxes, cannabis, it's going to be hard for them to get the revenue they think they're going to get. And that means you're going to have to find other ways to tax. And this is, again, I think what's going to drive people a little bit crazy.
You know, the people that I know that have moved out of the state and contacted me says, you don't know how bad it is in Illinois until you go somewhere else.
Well, all you need to do is drive on a vacation and drive through. I drive to Florida every year, and when you stop and get gas in other states, it makes my blood boil a little bit, because it is so much cheaper per gallon. And it can't be that Illinois, it shouldn't be charging 30, 40, and 50 cents more than other states. It's just not right.
It's interesting that you say that, because I saw somebody post and they had gone across the river, and it was $2.59 that day I had purchased gas a gallon, and they had gotten it at $2.19. I think that was Missouri.
Well, you got to think about how struggling our cities, the struggles our cities are having right now. People's incomes, people's jobs, opportunity. The last thing we should do is be making it that much more expensive for them to drive to their job, and that's what we're doing. We're taking lots of money a year from people who, some people have to travel pretty far, and so that's just not fair. It's just not a way to run a state.
I had a great history teacher and civics teacher in high school. Was it? Maybe it was a junior high. Her name was Mrs. Berry. And I remember her. It's one of those days where the light bulb goes over your head when you're young. And she talks about how we need taxes. We need them to build schools. We need to build them for building roads. We need them for building dams. And we need them to build our community. Right? And you can't argue with the taxes serve a valuable purpose. But at some point in Illinois, we've crossed the line philosophically and ethically in our responsibility towards the taxpayer when it comes to stewardship. Ted and I are talking about and complaining about taxes this morning, pretty much something that's been done since the dawn of time in taxes. It's literally biblical in nature. But we know we have a responsibility, but where does that responsibility end, Ted, and the responsibility to say no more?
Well, I think the way to really look at it is how many people is Illinois losing? There's a lot of people who just are fed up. And, if you look at the number of people who've moved into Illinois since 2000 and the number of people who've moved out, on net, it's 1.5 million Illinois who've left. It's about 70,000 people a year. It's like taking several counties from down, southern Illinois and just wiping them off the map. That's what's happening, and people are saying no more. Sadly, the people who are left, who are either not paying attention, who are too busy working, too busy just trying to make ends meet, they're being left with a bigger and bigger bill because the debts aren't going anywhere. The people are. And so at some point, it's everybody needs to speak up and say no. I do feel like we're getting to that point because we can't keep losing more people, or if we do, it's going to make things even worse. And I think it's on each one of us to push back.
Yeah, it's like that quote from Bloomberg.
Tom, sorry to interrupt you. It's not, again, that we don't want to pay taxes, but remember, I started out this call by saying we have the highest taxes in the nation. So it's not like Illinoisans aren't paying their share. They're paying a lot.
Right.
The problem is this government's making them pay more and more. And not for new services. It's not for a new school. It's not for a new road. It's for old pension debt.
Yeah. It's interesting, Michael Bloomberg's comment the end of last week, beginning this week, I believe it was, about high taxes are good for poor people because it'll help them live longer.
Well, I guess he's speaking progressive taxes, high taxes that are paid by everybody else. The problem is, as we know, in places like New York, in places like Connecticut, New Jersey, the wealthy are leaving to go to Florida and Texas and other zero-tax states to get away from that, leaving the poor people with less tax base.
And less ability to be able to move and seek something out. I actually worked with a gentleman for a few years that said, I like to keep my employees broke because they can't afford to leave.